Well, perhaps you caught that big benefit in New York, Madison Square Garden on TV last night to raise
money.
Still
going on, isn't it?
It went well into the wee hours of the morning to raise money for Sandy victims. So there are a lot of things you can do to help people in need this holiday season. Mm-hmm. And Nikki Nellis is with us from the website, The List Are You On It, also co-host of Foodie and the Beast, heard Sundays at 11 a.m. on 1500 a.m. Nikki, there are so many things that you can do to help some local charities. Give us an idea of where people can get started.
Well, I just want to say, I think that given this time of year, you know, we're all running around like lunatics trying mm-hmm. to get the right gift for the right person. And, mm-hmm. you know, we sort of lose track of really what's going on in this world. I mean, the benefit last night is a great way of looking at it. But there are so many terrific charities in this area, and they really need your help. And this is something that you can make a commitment to, not just for right now, but for the entire year. If you have kids, maybe it's something you say we're going to do once a month, or if it's you and a partner or just a friend, make a commitment to participate in something more than once a year. And so I want to talk about Food and Friends, a terrific organization. There is nothing like it in the area. It was originally put together years ago to help those living with HIV/AIDS. It now brings meals every day to those who are too sick to get out. People with life-challenging illnesses, they deliver full meals. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day. Mm-hmm. I've been to the facility. It is so impressive. So here's what they need. They always need donations. Money is always great. Mm-hmm. But what they love is for you to get involved.
Mm-hmm. Some
help
time.
Out. Time is great. You can get in there and help them make meals. You can be one of the delivery people. Oh. They are always mm-hmm. looking for, and this includes kids. They have ways to incorporate everybody. I've seen whole schools out there helping
really?
Out.
Okay.
So Food and Friends is a great place to check out and a great place to help. Calvary Women's Shelter. This organization's mission is to provide women with a safe, caring place. And this is specifically for homeless women in D.C. They have just developed this tremendous kitchen. So they are looking for people to come in and volunteer to help cook meals, to help educate these women on how to cook and be self-sufficient. It's an entire program, and the whole goal is to get the women into their own residence mm-hmm. and be self-sufficient. It's an incredible group. They are always looking for volunteers. Again, donations are always welcome, but this is a great place to go help out. The Carpenter Shelter, which is Northern Virginia's biggest homeless shelter, they need everything.
Right.
You want to make donations? They have a whole list of things. They will take casseroles. You want to just bake something for them? Make something for them. You Ooh. Can donate children's activities, toys, things of that nature. But they do need volunteers. They have a pantry cleanup that they host regularly. They also do a toiletries closet cleanup. There are, you know, think about all the shelves and all the things you need in order to keep these kinds of facilities running. Mm-hmm. They need help keeping them organized. So any sort of donation or volunteering you can do would be great. And the last one I'm going to bring up, because it's a personal favorite, is the Washington Humane Society. As an owner of three dogs, big dogs, I really believe that animals need our help. And the Washington Humane Society does terrific work around the city. They are actually doing a holiday photos with your pet this weekend over on MacArthur Boulevard in the, where are they doing it? Oh, at the Pro Feed Pet Nutrition Center. Mm-hmm. You come, you buy a toy, you know, for as a donation. They need a lot of donations. They need things like peanut butter and paper towels and toys for pups. Of course, volunteers are great as well. But you can go this weekend, take your pup or your cat, if you have a cat. No? It's okay if you have a cat. You could go and get a picture taken. And, of course, that donation will go to the Washington Humane Society. So another great place to help out, not just the holiday season, but year-round.
Right. Some really good ideas. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you have someone on your list, they are difficult to find something for, maybe you can make a donation in their name and make that their gift.
You are speaking my language. I love that.
By the way, we have a list of volunteer groups on our website as well, WTOP.com, if you're looking for a place to donate.
Nikki, as always, thanks for coming in. Nikki Nellis with the list, areyouona.com, co-host of Foodie and the Beast, Sunday mornings on 1500 AM.